terlalu asik sendiri. Sudah terlalu asik dengan duniaku sendiri. Lama tak ada yang menemani. Rasanya jauh di lubuk hati, aku tak ingin sendiri.
Utilizing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful tons there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Srimulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering. thing that crosses Indonesian people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Batak's music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Kasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality. Tribute songs of Kasapi musical melody, which is played by Martogi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before they knew modern musical instruments like today. One of the popular instruments is Kasapi. Kasapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as kodophone. In principle, Kasapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Kasapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Kasapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinarily elder people, and the skills of making Kasapi is passed down to their offspring. Kasapi musical instrument is divided into two kinds: Kasapi Ende and Kasapi Doa. Kasapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Kasapi Ensemble.
Meanwhile, Hatapi Doal, that's the same principle with Hatapi Ende. However, in the playing, Hatapi Doal acts as the career of constant rhythm. The size of Hatapi Doal is a little bit bigger than Hatapi Ende. It wants the harahap as Hatapi musicians views, that Hatapi has its own technique to be played.
Hatapi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya
Hatapi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hatapi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony systems which are used in Hatapi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately thrice major. Hatapi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as the escort music. Generally, Hatapi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Hatapi could be used in the gondang music strains, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Batak community, Hatapi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Hatapi, made of wood, which is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a fiber material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, listener, before we review on Hatapi musical instrument, let's listen to the Hatapi musical strains with Batakese musician Martagi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombin in Mardalanao.
Oh,
folk songs as well as Western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Hasapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is Mi tone. The second one is Do. The second tune is known as Batak stem. The first string is for Re and the second one is for Lo Sol. Hasapi does not own grip-like guitar, so it is hard to play it. This thing makes tourists appreciate this Bataknese musical instrument. The instrument can play any song only with two strings. Hasapi is made of a gyre wood which is currently surrounding Toba Lake. Besides, Hasapi is also made from jackfruit stem tree. So, Hasapi is easier to be crafted. Besides being easily crafted into musical instrument, jackfruit wood is more durable and long-lasting. Then jackfruit log is dragged as the resonance plays for producing sound. Then the plate is covered with thin wood. Hasapi is often given the carving ornament to make it look more attractive. Well, listener, that is a short review about traditional musical instrument of Bataknese called Hasapi. We are going to give you another musical strain of Hasapi Doa and Hasapi Ende with Martobi Sitohan. Thank you.
Di bawah langitmu bersujud semua memuji memuja asmamu dan bertasbih semua makhlukmu tunduk berharap cinta dan kasihmu. Cahaya ilahi hangatnya di hati dilangkah sejuta wajah terpata penuh salah jalani sang hidup terluka terhempas berdosa. Di bawah langitmu bersujud sama memuji memuja asmamu dan bertasbih semua tunduk berharap cinta dan kasihmu. Hitam putih jalan hidup, pahit getir warna dunia, tangis tawa rasa hati terluka atau bahagia. Rasa bangga sementara, setiap duka tak abadi, semua wajah kan dipuji, pada Allah kita akan kembali. Di bawah langitmu bersujud sama memuji memuja asmamu dan bertasbih semua makhlukmu tunduk berharap cinta dan kasihmu. Di bawah langitmu semua makhlukmu tunduk berharap cinta dan kasihmu. Di bawah langitmu bersujud semua memuji memuja asmamu dan bertasbih semua makhlukmu tunduk berharap cinta dan kasihmu.
Quote of the day: only those who dare to fail are brave enough to start anew. Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities.
Wangi, a Japanese song that is believed to summon spirits. However, the lyrics of Lingsir Wangi apparently aims to do oppositely. The song, which is also called Kidung Remekso Ing Wangi, was created by Sunan Kalijaga and sung after evening prayer to prevent any spirit or demon from coming. The lyric can also mean as a prayer to the god.
VOI listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from West Kalimantan entitled Alok Galing Lasong Laban. It is a song from Sambas Regency. This song often accompanies a dance called Alok Galing. Alok Galing itself is a term for traditional rice pounding tool of Sambas people. The lyrics of the song contain expressions of happiness of the Sambas people during harvest time, making amping a Sambas specialty. Amping is made from roasted rice then pounded using pestle and mortar. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song Alok Galing Lasong Laban by Sumastika S. and Friska Suryana.
bagian dalam hidupku. Jangan coba tanyakan ketulusan cinta ini, hanya engkaulah satu harapan dan juga satu tujuan dalam hidupku.
The oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia. During America Geophysical Unit meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their related study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure in the world.
Karena setia jiwa telah bersuara
Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holiday in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove, so this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Rorokidō's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves, or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine, is a fun activity on this beach.
kan selalu merindukanmu, ku kan tetap selalu menjagamu. Jangan ada kata berpisah.
Flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rock and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Tremuyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of the
Here's Newsline. Deputy Minister of Manpower Emmanuel Ebenezer Gurungan has announced that at least 58,000 job vacancies will soon be available. It was conveyed in a statement on Monday. According to Gurungan, Chinese automotive company BYD Auto is currently building a factory in Subang, West Java, which will create 18,000 jobs. Additionally, Huawei Technologies will establish a factory expected to generate at least 30,000 job opportunities. Amid efforts to maintain price stability during the Ramadan month, cheap food commodities have also been made available at modern markets. Head of the National Food Agency or BAPANAS, Arif Prasetyo Adi, has said on Monday. He informed that the government has teamed up with the Indonesian Retail Merchants Association or Aprindo to run a discount market program called Friday Mubarak to promote people's consumptions during the fasting month.
Balinese dance, which uses sounds from the mouth without Balinese traditional music. It makes Kethak dance different from other dances in general. Kethak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of Kethak in order.